A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Chaf Hei, Psachim 25a, pagination page 49. The Gemara over here deals with the case, Bakom Misrap In, about 15 lines from the bottom. A person can get medicinal benefit from anything, chutz me atzei ashera, unless it is a case of avodah zarah. The reason is because there are three cardinal sins, three biggies, as we call them, and those things, even in a case of pikuach nefesh, in a case of danger, you're not allowed to violate these three. So, taking a step back for a moment, any mitzvah in the Torah, we would violate to save a life. Pasuk says, v'chai bohem v'lo shayamos bohem. You live through mitzvahs, and it's not intended that you should die through the mitzvah. However, there are three mitzvahs, avodah zarah, idol worship, gilui arayos, immoral sexual relationships, and shvichas damim, killing another person, that even if a person would need to do that, so to speak, in order to save his own life, you're not allowed to do that. And this introduces all kinds of ethical questions, questions that existed by the Holocaust, questions that exist by organ transplants, all kinds of different questions where ein dochin nefesh mipnei nefesh, you don't push one life away in order to achieve a second life. We don't, as we'll see at the end of this Gemara, say that one person's blood is redder, so to speak, than another person's. We don't play God. Now, each of these, of the three, are derived from sources. And one of the sources, the source for Avodah Zarah, for the prohibition of idol worship even in the face of danger to life, is sourced from the Shema, which is this week's Parsha, Parsha Sva'eschanon. Let's look at the Gemara starting about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. At the end of the line, Detanya Rabbi Eliezer. Omer. Rabbi Eliezer said, if it says you should love Hashem with all of your life, then why does it say with all of your money? If it says with all your money, why does it say with all your life? It's telling you, sometimes there's a person whose life is more important than his money. Sometimes there's a person whose money is more important than his life. And therefore we're being told, you should love Hashem even more than your life or than your money. And from here we learn that you can't use a tribute to Avodah Zarah in order to save your life. Ki also Ravin, last two lines of the page, Amar Rabbi Yechinen, Bakomis Rapim, you could get your healing in a case of danger in any way, chutz, except for Avodah Zarah, Gili Arayis, and Shvichas Damim, idol worship, immorality, and killing somebody. Avodah Zarah, Hada Amran, top line of the second side of today's daf. Avodah Zarah is what we discussed, that you have to love Hashem more than even your life, and you can't do something to protect your life that shows disrespect on such a fundamental level as Avodah Zarah to Hashem. Gili Arayis Ushvichas Damim Detanya. How do we know Gili Arayis and Shvichas Damim? Second line, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe said, Ki kasha yakum ish al reyehu retzacho nefesh, there's a case where a married woman was assaulted, and the pasuk compares it to a case of murder. Just as a man gets up upon his friend to kill him, kein hadavar hazeh, that's how this thing is. So the Gemara asks, what does murder have to do with this married woman who was assaulted? Skip three lines to the end of the line, because the Gemara digresses slightly. At the end of the line, V'naira hama'orasa mirotzeach. We learn something for Naira hama'orasa, this married woman, from the case of Rotzeach. Ma rotzeach yehareg va'al yavar, just like in the case of murder. A person has to be willing to have himself killed, rather than violate. Afnaira hama'orasa tehareg va'al tavar. So also a married woman, a person has to be willing to have himself killed rather than violate. Now, there's a bit to comment over here. Firstly, what's the case of a person needing to kill someone else in order to save his own life? So, in the Holocaust, for example, this really happened. A Nazi might say, go kill that person, or go surrender that person, and I'll save your life. So a person's walking into a serious ethical question. If someone else will truly die because of him, he's the cause of that person's death, what are you allowed to do, what are you not allowed to do in bringing upon the death of another person? Now, in the case of Naira HaMorosa, we need to comment a bit here, because the text of the Gemara is the word tehoreg va'al tavar. A married woman would have to be killed, feminine, tehoreg, va'al tavar, not to be in violation. Taisvis, Tap Taisvis, makes an observation that we know from a number of places in Shas, including the beginning of Ksubis, that she really does not have to give her life if she's being assaulted, because karka olam hi, she is passive. They are assaulting her. She's not doing anything. They're forcing themselves upon her. And therefore, it's not really true that the girl, the woman, would have to be killed rather than be passive in such a situation. Taisva says, yehareg, it's referring to the man, Pirish HaBoel, the person who is assaulting her, even if he has a reason how this is going to save his life, if he makes believe he's married to her and he acts in such a way, or someone gave an order that he has to assault her, otherwise they'll kill him. So he, because he's taking an active role in the wrongdoing, he would have to be willing to be killed instead of that violation. Tosfos over here makes an observation also on the topic of cardinal sins. What would happen if someone takes a person and throws him on a child, killing the child? Again, the Holocaust, Nazi era, is the way that we would be able to manage somehow to identify with such crisis. If the Nazi would take a Jew and throw the Jew against the child, so then in that case, the Jew who's being thrown is totally passive. He is the equivalent of a rock. He's being used as a stick being wielded against someone else. If he's indeed totally passive, he doesn't have to give his life to fight that off. So over here, the real case of capital punishment that would be required to give your life is that the person is being ordered to take an active role in the wrongdoing. The Gemara concludes the section by saying, what about Shvichas Damim? How do we know that murder is of such a status that you have to be willing to give your life? Because we went ahead and compared the case of Naira HaMorosa, this married woman, to the case of murder. Just like murder, you can't murder to save your life. But how do we know that? Svarahu, it's a logic. Yahuda asa lekamei de Rava. There was a story of a man who came to Rava, Amalei, and he said, Mari Duroi, the master of the region, Amalei told me, Zil katle leplanyo, go kill so-and-so, ve'ilo, and if you don't kill him, katlina lich, I'm going to kill you. Amalei and Rava told him, liktaluch, you have to allow yourself to be killed, velo tikto, you're not allowed to kill to save your life. My chazis de dama didoch sumak tefei. How do you know that your blood is redder than his? How do you know that the Torah that's concerned about pikuach nefesh is more concerned about your pikuach nefesh than the other person's pikuach nefesh? Dilma dama da'u gavra sumak tefei. Maybe his blood is redder, and therefore you would not be able to take action and commit such a violation. Yeshe koach, have a great day.